run and play for music. Not that it might have known how that's what it's totally about and why it's called
Ooh,
Totally Acoustic.
Many songs I get to know people in gigs in many different ways. It's very rarely I get to know somebody because he runs the museum.
Well, they don't run it.
Yes, the Museum of Computer History in Cambridge, which is a wonderful.
Yeah.
If ever the word Proustian needs to be described.
It's a Museum of History in Cambridge, good little museum.
It's full of computers.
If you're in Cambridge, if you like old computers, you should go there. They like old computers.
It's not much for it. It's not. Well, it's, yeah. Anyway, here he is. It's Ailey from the British IBM.
This song. Has anyone here seen a documentary called From Bedrooms to Billions by any chance?
Yes.
What? The same person has been to the centre of the industry in Cambridge. Wrote some songs, and some of those songs are using a documentary called From Bedrooms to Billions, which is on Netflix, and this is one of those songs. It's called Sugar Water. YouTube.com/the British IBM. That's recorded, yeah?
Yeah.
Then, yeah. Then you'll get to find out what that song's about. This song is called. Shall I play next?
It's an unusual name.
This is called the British IBM, this song. My band's called the British IBM. Like a while ago, I I saw a film. Has anyone ever seen Micro Man? By any chance?
Yes.
I've seen Micro Man.
You've
well.
Seen Micro Man, okay. The other half of MJ. I've seen Micro Man. So I saw Micro Man back in like 2009, I think was when it came out, and got a little bit obsessed with Micro Man. And it was about the rise and fall of two computer companies. One was called Acorn and the other one was called Sinclair. So then, does anyone here know about Acorn and Sinclair?
Yes.
Okay, so it was about the rise and fall of those two companies and the fact that the two guys that ran them, there was Chris Curry and there was Clive Sinclair, they ran their companies, they were friends at the beginning, split off, started their own companies, did their own thing, created their own computers, the BBC Micro and the ZX Spectrum, and then both companies kind of had this massive rise during the 80s, and then both of them kind of crashed, and the documentary kind of it's a dramatisation of their lives, and talks about how they could have kind of, if they'd have stayed together and they'd been friends, both of those companies might not have failed if they'd have stayed together and created one company rather than going off and creating their own separate entities. It's called the British IBM. Because Chris Curry says to Clive Sinclair, we could have been the British IBM. We'd have, you know.
Yeah.
geek or psychopath.
Psychopath,
sorry.
Is that the new ITV schedule?
There's similarities between the two, isn't there, really? So this song's called Hey Mikey. It goes along with the whole... If you listen to it, you probably think it's just an album. By the way, I'm selling my albums. £5 each. Got two. Got a geek one and a psychopath one.
And I've sort of come to realise over the years, I seem to remember like years and years ago, I thought people in bands are bloody awful. Because what happens is that the longer you're in a band, the people who get left at the end, because most people, this is true, basically people join a band and go, hey, I'm in a band, and all the wankers make the most noise at the start. And then, you know, Foxtons ring them up and offer them a job or something. You know, they stop doing it. And the nice people are the ones who are left at the end. And what could be true? I'm so tempted to say except in that case. Yeah. But listen, Jen, who I've known 20 years?
Yeah, I think it's 20 years.
I know 20 years. We've played some terrible gigs together in some terrible places, but they've all been knocked down now.
Yeah.
They've literally all been knocked down now. We even share a violin player.
We do.
Although we do wipe him between uses. and I mean, you should see the state you get in. Let's not go there. That's not. So, but yes, basically, and I've been meaning to ask him to come into this most of the time we do, but then I finally did. And so here he is. Please welcome, it's Michael from Master Stamp.
My guitar isn't really loud, and I thought I would play without a pick. Maybe I won't, but I'm going to play a quiet song and see how it goes, and then I might play with a pick after that. So this is called Relay.
Ride me out like a raisin.
one for the office. One for the bus stop. One on the billboard. Staring at me. One at the office. One at the paper shop. None of them meet in my eyes. None of them meeting my eyes. Up with the ghosts, up with the ghosts. Same song about three times before I'm happy with it. So we've recorded at least three songs on the theme of shit jobs, and this is the best one. And so it's on the last record, the record that I was going to say was released this time last year, but it was more that it was extruded. Like if you had a tube of toothpaste and you forgot to take that silver bit off and you squeezed it really hard, then it would sort of force the edge out, and the toothpaste would come out, but really slowly in an awkward way. And that's how our record came out. That's over a period of about 6 months. But it is the best-selling record. What I tell my son is it's the best-selling record with a picture of a magpie that's been painted by hand on the front from the back. So it is that. Anyway, it's got this on it. It's the best-selling record with a picture of a magpie that's been painted on the front from the back. And it's got a song about shit jobs on it, which is pertinent to the occasion. Because when I wrote it, I was thinking about the time when I worked in a fire alarm factory, when I lived in Leicester, and I knew Mark. I saw Mark very frequently, and there was a shit job. And I sort of imagined, I had a friend there, a colleague, Jerry, who whose mantra, particularly on a Friday, was "fuck it, leave it." So I sort of imagined us as a kind of tragic Thelma and Louise type pair escaping from the fire alarm factory, and I was whichever one is best, Gina Davis or Suzanne Sarandon, doesn't matter, whichever you think is best, that was me. Corn.
corner, so why don't we? I'm tired of being tired, Pull a cord, get your bag. Don't sign out, just leave with me. Let's get fired, let's get fired. Let's get fired, let's get fired.
But none of them have been the person I bought my first record at a gig from.
Aww.
Well, it's your bass player I bought it from. That's even more rock and roll, isn't it? Surely it's a vinyl. So, and I, let's not go on about it too much, but I was quite excited. I've been asking Ruth for years, literally years. Pepsi, because, basically what I'm saying is I'm really excited about this, but I don't want to go on about it too much because basically it's fucking Ruth and Poe, everybody. It's Ruth and Poe.
And the marching band Glockenspiels don't have the equivalents of the black notes on a piano, and so every song they sang was a sort of white note version of anything, and particularly of note was Puppet on a String, which sounded very, very weird, and that was the inspiration for this song, which is also based on the idea that the careers for girls are often based on hobbies. So if you're a footballer, you might go on to be a footballer. If you're a cheerleader or a marching band drum majorette or a ballet person, the kind of careers that they lead to are not the most healthy careers for girls. Then this is called Glamour.
Thank you.
asleep for 20 years. This is called In the Mermaid Tale. I write a lot of songs about child abuse. This particular child abuse that I encountered was when my parents forced me to go into a fancy dress competition aged 4 dressed as a mermaid. And I had a big argument with my mum. Take your vest off! Mermaids don't wear vests! I had to take my vest off and I was humiliated, but I won a big box of chocolates. The other bit of child abuse has been thrown into the swimming pool to, as a way of teaching you how to swim, and I think that still goes on.
Thank you.
not just count the score of all the sad mates and all the routes you tore. Spin up the apple, spin up the apple core. The ashes of their lorches blowing by on Saturday.
That was Totally Acoustic, and what an amazing night it was too. Thanks for everybody who came, and thanks for the acts. Yeah, pretty amazing that. Our next night is on Thursday the 5th of May, when we've got the Canterbury Wires, the Pop Guns and Pete Green. So I'll see you there for coming. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Cheers.